This is Rob Castellano for AmazingAvenue.com with another prospect interview. And today we've actually got kind of a treat. Not only do we have Mets third base prospect Zach Lutz, we've also actually got his college coach, manager of the Alvernia Crusaders, and also his father, Yogi Lutz. How's it going, guys?
Good.
All right. Well, first off, Zach, I've got to know, what was it like playing for your dad in college? Was it easier, or maybe it was tougher, since I'm sure he did not go easy on you?
Yeah, it was tough, but, he treated me like everyone else on the team. You know, he didn't, make any more, adjustments like he did to anybody else. But, I mean, it was definitely a good time playing for him. You know, he knows my swing, better than anybody else. So, it helped me get to where I'm at today.
All right, and for you, Yogi, what was it like coaching your son? Was it hard for you to treat him like everyone else, or did you have any pet peeves about him as a player? How about that stuff?
No, I think it was naturally a dream of any coach to coach your son at any level, especially the college level. But when Zach was a freshman, he had some real good guys ahead of him. Anthony Recker was a senior at that time. He's with the Oakland A's and AAA right now. Right. And so he had a lot of guys where he could follow, and he did a little bit more than follow. He was always the first one as far as work ethic, and so it made it real easy to coach.
All right. Now, how would you say for this offseason, how would you say Zach's doing with his offseason routine? Do you think he's almost ready for camp? Or what other kind of stuff you guys have left to work on? And I'm assuming you guys kind of work together on that during the off season.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably the one part of his game that got him to where he is today is his work ethic. And sometimes that can work against you too at the same time, because he's relentless at what he does as far as his off season conditioning. So I think he had to learn a little bit to temper that back just a little bit, and get ready for spring training. But I think everything seems to be on pace to, he's feeling healthy now, and that's the main thing.
Right. Okay, enough for Zach. Obviously, you had a big year in 2010. You hit for a ton of power. You had an all-around strong season at the plate. But you kind of ran into the same issue that your dad just kind of mentioned, staying healthy. And since you've been drafted, you kind of had that issue where you haven't always been able to stay on the field. This season, it was a foot injury that you suffered in May and actually kept you out for a couple months. In the past, you've had all sorts of different stuff. So first, how is the foot feeling? And then also, do you consider the injury history kind of like, oh, I'm an injury-prone guy, or is it just bad luck?
First off, my foot's feeling the best it's ever felt. I've been doing a lot of rehab. Back home now, keeping up with that every day, and I don't really consider myself injury prone. Just kind of have some bad luck, but then again, I always think that everything happens for a reason, and I never got down on myself, and if I did get down on myself, my mom and dad were always there to get me back up, because I'm not gonna let that get in the way of my path of getting to the big leagues.
All right, well, I mentioned that 2010, despite the injuries, it was still a strong season for you. I mean, you blew past your previous high in homers, and you did it in under 250 at-bats. So what gives with that? Did you do anything differently this year, or did things just kind of come together at the plate?
Just making everyday adjustments to the pitching, moving up in the levels, pitching, just keeps getting better and better. Pitchers have better command of all their pitches, and hitters' counts, you're not seeing them, fastball right down the middle. You're seeing, cutters, sliders, changeups. So just making adjustments, getting the ballpark early, and, just getting the work done, just keep working hard.
All right, so kind of hitting that a little bit, you mentioned the differences between the pitching at different levels. Would you say that's the biggest difference, the kind of the breaking pitches, the secondary-type pitches that you see between, say, like double-A pitching and then pitching that you see at the lower levels?
Definitely. I think in the lower levels, I always thought that, guys would just try to kind of throw it by you. A guy could be throwing 95, 97 miles an hour, and they'll just try to throw a fastball by you. But, when I moved up, you know, the one thing I noticed about in Double-A and Triple-A was that guys will be starting pitchers, guys will be throwing 89 to, you know, 92 miles an hour, but everything is moving. They're not just throwing like a straight four-seam fastball. They're throwing, you know, two-seamers, cutters, sliders, changeup. You know, everything's moving, and the control of every pitch is, you know, is key, and you just got to make adjustments to that to be a good hitter and a good average hitter.
Right. All right. Well, so now on top of this big year, you're kind of moving up in the system. You had some exposure all the way to AAA this year. But now, I don't know if you've noticed, up with the Mets, they've got a guy at third base who's probably not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. Does that change your approach at all? Do you plan for like a position move or something, or do you just kind of not worry about that stuff?
No, I don't worry about that at all. You know, I can't. I mean, David Wright, you know, he's his own player. I'm not trying to be the next David Wright or anything like that. You know, I just continue to go out there and just, you know, play my game the way I know how to play my game. And, you know, getting to the ballpark early and just trying to get better and better every day. And I just want to have the chance to, you know, help out the big league team this year.
All right. Well, kind of talking about this year a little bit, do you have anything specifically that you're trying to work on or improve? Or and then what are your expectations about your role or where you're going to be playing this year?
The only thing I'm really worried about is just finding a way to stay on the field. I mean, that's my main thing. If I can, I mean, last year I played, you know, 75 games, had, you know, 250 at bats. I mean, if I can, I just need to find a way to stay on the field. Ever since I stayed on the field, you know, I've been able to, you know, produce, put up some good numbers, and I think that's just my main thing.
All right. Well, I've got one for both of you here. This season, you spent most of your time with Binghamton, and so you kind of got the chance to play in front of a hometown crowd anytime you were playing against Reading, and it's the Reading Phillies team. So what was that like for you? Did you have a lot of friends and family showing up? Yogi, I'm sure you made it to at least a couple of those games, right?
Yeah, it was kind of neat because growing up, I went out to a lot of the Reading Phillies games, and, you know, was kind of in awe of, you know, the players at the professional level. And to see Zach back in that stadium kind of gave me a chill.
And for you, Zach, was it kind of cool to play back at home like that as a professional?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I was little, you know, me and my dad, we'd always go out to games. I remember seeing, you know, CC Sabathia out there, Pat Burrell, Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, and seeing guys like that, and then having the opportunity to be right where they were at one point, you know, it's a thrill. So, I mean, I had a lot of friends and family that came out and showed support, so it was a good time.
All right, well, as far as kind of playing in the Reading area, obviously you stayed close to home for college. Was that a tough decision to kind of to stay home and play for your dad and go to Alvernia, or was that just kind of a natural decision to do that?
No, I mean, I could have went to, you know, some other, like, big Division I schools, but, you know, I always told my dad that I wanted to come and play for him. You know, I felt it doesn't really matter where you go, you know, if you just work hard and, you know, put up some good numbers and, you know, somebody will find you.
And you're certainly right about that. I mean, Alvernia is not a huge school, but you still ended up getting chosen in the top five rounds, so it definitely worked out for you.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so Zach, usually I like to kind of wrap these things up with a bit of a little lightning round of personal questions for you, just to get to know you guys a little better off the field. So I'll give you some quick questions, and you just give me some quick answers.
All right,
so what else do you like to do, like, in your free time? Fishing guy, okay.
Yeah, fishing guy.
All right, what is your favorite TV show?
Probably Everybody Loves Raymond.
All right, what's the last movie you saw, and was it any good?
Last movie? Probably The Town. I thought it was a good one.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one, too. Do you have a nickname?
I don't. Everybody just calls me Lutzy. That's about it.
All right. And Yogi, here's one for you. Any pet peeves about Zach's game?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably the hardest thing for me, it was easier to coach him than to watch him at the professional level. So I don't know
That's understandable. All right. Well, Zach, I've got one more serious question I've got to ask you before we go. I know you're a Pennsylvania guy. You're from Reading. Please tell me you were not a Phillies fan growing up.
definitely not a Phillies fan.
Oh, that's good news. Who's your favorite ball player growing up?
I would like Michael Young for the Rangers. I just like the way he goes about his business.
Yeah, absolutely. He's definitely a great ball player.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps it. Guys, I appreciate the time. Yogi, good luck going into the new season. And Zach, good luck going down to camp. Hopefully we'll be able to maybe catch up down there and do this again. But, yeah, like I said, good luck staying healthy, and I appreciate the time.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Rob.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
Yeah.